Welcome to Art Bell, Somewhere in Time. Tonight featuring Coast to Coast AM from May 5th, 1999.
From the high desert and the great American Southwest, I bid you all good evening or good morning, wherever you may be across this great land of ours. All these time zones stretching from the exotic Tahitian and Hawaiian Islands in the west, eastward to the Caribbean and the U.S. Virgin Islands, south into South America, north all the way to the pole, and worldwide on the internet. Thanks to Broadcast.com and also Intel. Don't forget, folks, G2. Go get the G2 program. It is free, F-R-E-E, free. Come back to my website, click on streaming video, and there I will be doing the program in almost TV. That's what it really is, almost TV. You see movement. You see me moving around. You see whatever it is that a talking head does. Pretty much just talk. But it's a lot of fun to see the video of the program. I would suggest to those of you with computers that you check my website immediately for the first item under the latest headlines. I repeat, the first item under the latest headlines. We've got a link up to a very interesting web page that may clear a few things up for you. Then comes Bonnie Crystal. Bonnie Crystal is an amazing woman, CEO of a big company, and she's a caver. Now, some might say spelunker, others would say caver. She says caver. Somebody sent me something earlier that said, well, you know, Art, cavers rescue spelunkers. So I don't know. These are people who go underground. And Bonnie doesn't just go a little bit underground. Bonnie goes 10,000 feet underground. She's something of a scientist, actually. And so, if you've ever wondered about inner space, you know what's down there? Somebody who goes down 10,000 feet ought to be one of the people you'd want to listen to, and that's Bonnie Crystal. And I met her, by the way, on ham radio, on 75 meters. I met Bonnie, and I thought, oh, boy, there seems to be quite a bit to this lady. And I thought, let's get her on the air and talk to her about going down, way down. So that's what's on the agenda this night. Otherwise, Amy Fisher, who they called, you'll recall, the Long Island Lolita, is going to be paroled, apparently. The insanity continues in Yugoslavia. We say we will step it up. Kosovo, meanwhile, that was a place we were going to go into. And remember, the exit strategy was, well, we'll be out in a year. Of course, as the years roll by, headline, Kosovo may need more peacekeepers. More than the 28,000 troops originally envisioned. We're going to have a lot of our army overseas trying to keep the peace in all these places. In Oklahoma, where people have gone back to their homes, sadly, for the most part, what they have found is no homes. The F5 tornadoes raged across Oklahoma, raged across Kansas. It was a little unnerving, even for somebody who wrote the book, The Quickening. In a moment, we're going underground. We are going way underground. Bonnie Crystal is going to take us there, and in a moment, I will tell you more about Bonnie Crystal. She is really quite something. I met her on, as a matter of fact, on 75 meters, you know, the ham band. I met her on the ham bands, well, I don't know, 2-3 weeks ago, something like that. And the more I learned about Bonnie, the more I went, wow, I guess I need to know more about this. She is a caver, you know, somebody who goes underground. Can you imagine going underground 10,000 feet? I have no idea what's underground 10,000 feet. Do you? She does. We'll talk to her in a moment.